Welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee. For today's show, we want to play an excerpt of an interview CSC Senior Fellow John West did with Tom Woodward on the Universe Next Door radio show.
Welcome back to the Universe Next Door as we are exploring revolutionary terrain in the development of modern science of design. Yes, design is a scientific concept. That may be shocking to those who tune in who are, like I was in my freshman year in college at Princeton University, a committed neo-Darwinist. I was absolutely convinced and was trying to, as it were, meet students and even a couple alumni who were having studies on campus to say, hey, what you're teaching is not accurate. So here I am, this 19-year-old, I wasn't even 19, I was 18 and a half, so trying to tell this 78-year-old alumnus who had studied the issue quite thoroughly, you haven't kept up with your science. And he just kind of...
Now, were you a freshman or were you a sophomore?
I was freshman year.
But indeed, you were a sophomore.
A wise fool. That's right. Indeed, indeed.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that was the point at which I was confronting the Princeton Evangelical Fellowship. You're teaching stupidity and nonsense.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they wound up inviting me to get involved in a personal study. And and of course, the science issues I wouldn't budge on. But then the historicity of the plausibility of the claims of the Christian faith became more, as it were, well, better known. Mm-hmm. And eventually, after 3 months, they began to penetrate my consciousness. And I think this is true. But I'm still a Darwinist. Yeah, I remained unswervingly Darwinist for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. And then someone began...
Then you got swerved?
And then I was swerved into the truth. Yeah. That all happened on the campus. And then actually a local fellowship group there. Help me to see that there is counter evidence, and you can find it in the sudden appearance of new forms that remain the same. They never change. Sudden appearance followed by stasis. Well, that's a fossil argument that I often give when we go out on the speaking tours. But today we have with us a very, very fine academician. He is an expert in these areas of intelligent design, not only in the science, but especially in their impact on culture. Dr. John West. He is a dear friend. He is an example, a mentor of mine. I thank him publicly here so much for time spent and, as it were, bringing me into the inner circle of knowledge as to what his scientific colleagues are finding out through their research right there in Seattle, Washington, and other areas in Washington State through the Biologic Institute. So, Dr. John West, if you would greet your colleagues from us here out at Trinity College and the C.S. Lewis Society. I'd appreciate that.
I will.
So we are now discussing the revolutionary impact over the last 20 years of Michael Behe. He is a neo-Darwin critic. You might say a critic of neo-Darwinism. And he, you might say, has his own take on evolution. So I don't think, you know, we need to get into that side of it. But if you would just... give us a sense of the crafting of this new film. I think it would be fantastic if Dr. Michael Behe could come down to Tampa Bay. Maybe we can, you know, cooperate with other groups, educational groups in the greater Tampa Bay region and see if we can maybe do a little speaking tour and have a showing of this amazing new video, revolutionary. Was this a matter of about a year crafting or more? And just and did you employ some CGI? Just let us know a little bit about the sides of this film.
Yeah, no. So we started discussing a little over a year ago about what could we do for this anniversary. And initially, actually, we were just going to do some new animation about the bacterial flagellum and do an update on that. But I thought, well, you know, that's interesting, but there's a much broader story here because some people think that Michael Behe's work has been refuted, which it hasn't, when in fact, the exact opposite has happened. And then there are new scientists who are being converted through his critiques and his views on intelligent design. And so there are all sorts of personal and other stories that haven't been told. So how do we make this new and fresh that even someone who's, you know, followed intelligent design for 20 years is going to say, when they see this, I didn't know that. And so we started, you know, discussing and throwing things around, and then out of that, that's sort of how it came about. It's really a film in three acts. The first act is about Behe and his personal story and how he came to this and the impact initially of his ideas. And you get to see Behe with his family. Behe is pretty private individual, but we coaxed him
wow.
to allow a film crew for the first time to show him interacting, playing chess with his kids. I mean, if you like Michael Behe and you want to see a side of him you've never seen before, you want to see this video.
Wow.
So that's the first act. Then the second act is really retelling the power politics of the Dover trial. And as many people know, in Dover, Pennsylvania, they basically adopted a policy. Frankly, it was just reading a sentence that there's a different view about evolution called intelligent design. At Discovery Institute, we actually didn't support it because we thought that just gets things into the political morass. They still did it. But then they sued. There was an ACLU lawsuit. They called Behe as an expert witness with their effort of ACLU wanted to place intelligent design on trial, not Dover on trial, intelligent design on trial. And so you have the big guns like Ken Miller and the others putting Behe on the hot seat and trying to destroy him. And there's still a myth as if that they actually did. They didn't. And so we retell the history of actually what happens over trial and, in fact, the things you will not hear about from anyone else.
And this, let me just jump in. Let me just jump in and say how important this is, because I did not know about this second act. I mean, I had maybe an inkling. This is so crucial because in my book, which just was published around the same time, as I was completing the manuscript, Darwin Strikes Back, it was that Dover trial that has just been announced, and then finalizing the script of my book, this was just spinning out of control almost. And so the fact that his role is vindicated, this is, to me, earth-shattering. This is fantastic. So please go ahead. I'm with you on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the key things there, and we won't go into here, but is they came up with this thing called the type 3 secretion system that they said, that can be a precursor of the flagellum. If you think that, if you're a Darwin or a pro-Darwin person who's listening here, or even someone who believes in intelligent design but thinks that Behe was refuted on that, watch this video. You will be amazed at what the science has come out on that actually completely demolishes what the claims that the other side made in
wow.
the Dover trial. Anyway,
wow.
so that's the second act. Then the third act is actually the one I'm really, in a way, just most excited by. That is, well, what has happened in the last 10 years since Dover? Starting with a story of a top leading German paleontologist who in 2009 was, in fact, responsible at his museum, which is a leading natural science museum in Germany, to run the Darwin, you know, anniversary exhibit. They had probably more than 100,000 people visit this exhibit. He was in charge of the Darwin celebration
wow.
for his museum until he read Michael Behe. And
oops.
Anyway, I don't want to give away the story, but
no.
you know, for that alone, again, if you're interested in ID, this is something you will have never seen before. This is the coming out of the closet for this guy, and it is an amazing story. And then we tell about Doug Axe and his research. We tell about the Richard Lenski evolution experiments. We tell a little bit about the Edge of Evolution, the sequel to Darwin's Black Box. And then the information argument of Steve Meyer. And so we have not just Behe here, we have Steve Meyer, we have Paul Nelson, we have Doug Axe, we have Scott Minnick, we have
that's a star-studded
Beckley, who is a German paleontologist. We have, so about seven people interviewed for this, and we have them tell stories that you, again, will not have heard before, like Scott Minnick, who was in Iraq under being shelled at a time when he was writing a really foundational, important paper dealing with the bacterial flagellum, and he tells that story. And again, it's so exciting to be a part of this because the stories are so exciting, and where the science has gone is so exciting. And so, it's not a million-dollar film. We didn't have that, but I think the content is really powerful, and we do have new computer animation of the flagellum that is more accurate than what's gone before because we found out more about what actually the flagellum is. So it's based on the latest finding.
Wow.
And that's exciting. And so there's just a lot of things. And then we've built a whole website around this called revolutionarybehe.com.
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 Okay.
And so when you see the video, which, it'll be out in just a few days on DVD and Blu-ray, and you can find out about that at that website. But if you see the video and you say, that piques my interest, this website is designed to be an entree point so that anything, whether it be the Lenski experiment or molecular machines or the Dover trial, if you're interested in digging down deeper, you can easily find the key information, the stuff referenced in the video, so you yourself could go even deeper if you want to. So there's a lot of ancillary videos. In fact, a really wonderful one called Behe Up Close and Personal, where you'll get even more about his private personal story and his family life. That, again, that is, it'll be on the DVD, but we're going to make it available for free on the website, too.
That's fantastic.
For this bonus feature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an exciting project. It really is a celebratory project. And then at the very end of the video, there's a special sequence that, actually, maybe I won't talk about, but
okay.
At the very end, during the credits, watch the credits, because there's something special
there. Well, look for the credits on this incredible revolutionary video called Revolutionary, and they can get a copy, order it through revolutionarybehe.com. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. John West, and thank you for listening to The Universe Next Door.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2016. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org or idthefuture.com.